It's now 7 o'clock, Central European Time.
RNI Worldwide News.
Good evening, this is Paul May. Israeli Prime Minister Mrs. Golda Meir this afternoon told a news conference over radio that she believes the United States is to sell more Fathom jet fighters to Israel. And she based her belief on the fact that the U.S. State Department has made no comment on her request, which has been before the U.S. for almost 5 months now. Sources received in Whitehall, London this afternoon stated that Malta has received aid from Libya. This was part of the planned move by Malta's Prime Minister, Mr. Don Mintoff, when he asked Britain to pay more or get out for the use of the bases on the island. Libya offered aid only if there was no other world powers involved. The aid figure was placed at £54 million, and as of yet, no other details have been worked out. Libya, however, did say that she was strongly against the Soviet Union setting up bases on the island of Malta. All is reported quiet in Vietnam following the U.S. stoppage of the bombing attacks over the north yesterday. Also going into effect was the New Year's ceasefire, which started at midnight last night. So far, only one violation has been reported, and that was by the North Vietnamese in a border clash. Maritime students occupied their country's embassy in Paris this afternoon, and in a communique released today said that the students were protesting against a decision to recall 26 of their fellow countrymen back from Algeria. The students also claimed the Mauritanian government was threatened by Fanon and the regime of President Mokhtar as one of anti-nationalism and reactionary. Finally, in Belfast, Northern Ireland, five people were injured when a bomb exploded outside a cinema this afternoon. The cinema was crowded with 300 children. The bomb contained over 100 pounds of gelignite. The bomb was planted by two masked youths. Finally, the weather outlook. The cold spell is to linger on at least for one more day before turning milder, and that'll bring in the chance of snow right through till tomorrow. That's RNI News. Next bulletin, the 8 o'clock.
Special aloha, good evening to you, and my thanks go out to Dave Rogers for the last hour of good music and his taste, and of course to Paul May for the news, and from Brian McKenzie, a very, very special hello to you, and how are you in this New Year's Eve, huh? Had a few drinks by now, I'd imagine, and sort of well on your way in getting yourself into the mood. Anyway, for the next hour, you're going to give the top 15 of 1971 from my opinion, in with some of the best records around, and also my favourite album of 1971, so you can stick around, give a listen to it, and see what you think. We're going to start off with the one I've got at number 15, and it's from a girl called Sammy Smith. And this one's called Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, playing soft against your skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through. I won't try to understand.
Sounding record that time, coming to you from Sammy Smith. Then she tells you, help me make it through the night. And that's the record I've got at number 15 in my select favorite records of 1971. We're going to take you up one more place, and that's to number 14. This is Lobo, and a hit to us a monster during the summer of name Boo.
I remember to this day the fright in Georgia play, how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain. Willpower made that old car go. A woman's mind told me that's so. Oh, how I wish we were back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Blue, traveling and living on the land. Me and you and a dog named Blue.
Lots of summer memories for you. That's Lobo, of course, and he tells you all about that dog called Boo, which is a rather cute name for a dog. Anyway, that takes the memories back for you truly when he was working in Tiffany's in London. And that one was very, very popular indeed. Likewise, this album called Sticky Fingers from the Rolling Stone. This is Dead Flowers.
Oh, when you're sitting there in your self-upholster chair, talking to some red folk that you know. Yeah.
that's, of course, the Rolling Stones, and the track taken from the album Dead, if you believe, Sticky Fingers, and that's, of course, Dead Flowers. And if you wonder why that's my album of the year, well, it's a lot of reasons, because I think it's very, very good, and I like the Stones so much, and there's lots of good tracks on it as well, which is very good value for money, which nowadays is very, very unusual to get in albums. Usually you get about one or two tracks, and the rest's all a lot of nonsense. Anyway, if you had a few drinks at the moment, you feel like leaping about in the chairs and taking your clothes off, well, be my guest, and you can do it with this one from Deep Purple. On the record, I have a number 13 for this year's favorite records. This one's called Black Night.
Black Night.
Opinion, that's one of the best records that came out in 1971 for as far as heavy music is concerned. Anyway, Deep Purple, of course, that was Black Night, and if you ever saw the group live, then you know exactly what they're like to see on stage, because they get everyone going, people raving and screaming, and girls sort of doing it. You feel like doing it tonight? Well, join us in the Meebo too, won't you, because we hope to get it together as well. We're going to take you on a little trip this time with CCS. On this record, I've got a number 12. This one's called Walk In. We'll be right back.
after you. I'm walking. Walking after you. Walking. Walking after you. Thinking, talking, walking all my ways with you.
The very well-known sounds of CCS. Are they walking all the way out to the Meebo 2 on Christmas Eve to have the festive spirit amongst them and all sorts of other spirits as well? And Kurt was in the studio a moment ago, our famous engineer, and he's just rushed out to get himself his record of the year, which we'll be playing later on in the show sometime between now and 8 o'clock. So if you stick around, all the excitement's coming your way.
On Friday evening, old Father Time winds his clock for the last time in 1971. Also on that day, R&I will present for you 6 hours of broadcasting, with the climax at 12 midnight Central European Time, when our Dutch colleagues meet the new year with a continental flavour. 1 hour later, it will be 12 midnight British winter time, meaning, of course, a bright new year has dawned over the British Isles. During the aftermath, Brian McKenzie will preside over the rest of the Hogmanay proceedings with, of course, a full festive spirit. And remember, R&I will still be on the air 24 hours a day until the 3rd of January. R&I, Happiness 72.
Yeah, definitely Happiness 72, and usually I do believe said Christmas time, Christmas Eve anyway. Well, it's New Year's Eve, as you all will know, of course, and I haven't been having one too many, so there, yeah. But you're all thinking, ah, oh, he's had one too many, and that's why he's slurring and everything else. Well, you're wrong, see? Then we're going to take you back to the Sticky Fingers album with the Rolling Stones. It's a little track called Bitch.
Yeah!
another really good track coming from the Sticky Fingers album, The Rolling Stones, that time. Of course, that's called Bitch, and we've got about one more to go. And then we're going to give you Kurt's one for 1971. And he'll see his little bit as well. He's a little bit shy at the moment, all thinking of what to say, you see, yes. Richie Havens, a George Harrison number. Now, this one's called Here Comes the Sun. Deserved applause indeed that time for Richie Havens with the George Harrison number Here Comes the Sun. That's the one I've got at number 11 for my favorite records of 1971. We're just talking, Mr. about why I'm slurring all of a sudden, and someone put forward the suggestion that it's something to do with water in the mouth and all sorts of good things like that, but I don't know, as in drink anyway. We're going to play now the record that Kurt has picked for 1971 as his favorite record, so after that we'll be having a chat with Kurt. Meanwhile, here comes his record.
Can you ever think of any better way for the lost and weary travelers to go? Making friends for the world to see.
about it's just such a beautiful record. A favorite one of Kurt from 1971. We've got Kurt in the studio at the moment, and he's ready to say his little piece. Kurt, it's
good
all
evening,
yours.
Brian.
Hi.
Yes, this was my favorite record of the year 1971, and I wish all our listeners a happy new year and that you all keep well.
Yeah, I think they'll all appreciate that, huh?
Yes.
Have you found your hat yet, Kurt? Has it been returned?
Yeah, I didn't find it, but somebody sent one in, and
yeah?
Thank you very much for it.
Oh, can't be bad. You get the hat, huh?
Yes.
What else could you say you've lost now? This is Radio Nazi International on medium wave at 220 meters, 1367 kilohertz. In shortwave, 6,205 kilohertz in the 49 meter band. And not forgetting FM, channel 44, 100 megahertz. R&I broadcast from the radio ship Nebo 2, lying at anchor in international waters, 4 miles from the coast of Europe. And carrying on with the music, this is Gordon Lightfoot.
Could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. As long as I'm a ghost, you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. The hero often did. You won't read that book again, because the ending just too hard to take. Who gets burned in a three-way street? Enter number two. A movie queen, my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you lack. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it.
Just such a beautiful record comes to you from a fellow called Gordon Lightfoot, and that's called If You Could Read My Mind. We've also got Paul May in the studio all of a sudden at the moment. Paul's along in about 25 minutes time to do his thing as well. So Paul, do you like that record as well, didn't you?
Yes, very, very good, Brian. You're a very good choice.
He's cuddling a teddy bear at the moment. I think he's getting himself into the mood, which is all too much.
Ooh, not so.
His mind's somewhere else at the moment.
I like it.
Yeah, he likes it. These are the Tams, and hey girl, don't bother me.
Don't bother me.
Don't bother her.
Hey girl, stay away.
Hey girl,
go away. Come back another day. Don't bother me.
I heard about you from my friend.
Don't bother me.
The word really gets around.
Don't bother me.
They say you're a ghost. every boy in town. They say you like to cheat. They say you're just a little flirt. And if I fall for you, I'm surely gonna get hurt.
Hey girl, don't bother me. Hey girl, don't bother me. Hey girl, don't bother me. Stay out of my arms. Don't bother you. You're done. Don't bother me.
But I really gotta say, you look so fine, and you roll so hard to resist. Gotta stay away, 'cause I might fall for you, and I don't wanna be added to your list. So now I say,
hey girl, don't bother me. 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 I'm afraid if I kiss you, I might not resist. You don't bother me.
Me now. Go your way, girl. Yeah, that's the sound, of course, of the Tams, and they tell you, hey girl, don't bother me, and that's a record I've got at number 9, my favourite of 1971, and we've taken us down to number 8, a record which is completely different from anything else in 1971.
Amazing grace.
That's the title from Miss Judy Collins.
How sweet the sound that
much. That's Judy Collins. That's the record I've got at number 8. It's one of my favorites. It's called Amazing Grace, and it's a really nice record. And if you can hear it in stereo, well, it just is too much. It is, really. Too very talented fellows indeed. They're called Medicine Head, and they got together to come out with this one from round about July in 1971. This one was called And the Pictures in the Sky. That record brings back a lot of happy memories for yours truly. Medicine Head, of course, and that's And the Pictures in the Sky, and at number 6. A record had done very little in Britain at all, but it's a monster success on the continent. Coming to you from Graham Nash, and he tells you all about that military madness. Good record comes to you from Graham Nash, and unfortunately just didn't make it at all in Britain, which was rather a bit of a shame. That, of course, was called Military Madness. I'm just slightly heavier this time. Another success record of 1971, coming to you from Atomic Rooster, and this is The Devil's Answer. on my number 5 record of 1971.
People are looking, but they don't know what to do. It's the time of the reason for the people like you. Call back tomorrow, show the stars on your face. It's a clue to the answer we all chase.
Story of 1971, that's Atomic Rooster. On the record, it was a follow-up to Tomorrow Night. That one was called The Devil's Answer.
In het januari-nummer van Muziekparade, met op de voorpagina George Kooijmans, vind je kleurenfoto's van Elvin Lee, Melanie, Middle of the Road, Crosby, Stills & Nash, Humble Pie en Shocking Blow. En verder interviews met Creedence Clearwater Revival, George Kooijmans en Earth and Fire. Haal dat barstensvolle nummer waarin bovendien een gratis affiche, de uitslag van de Muziekparade-poll, songteksten en strips. Muziekparade.
Thank you.
record. Coming to you from T-Rex with Mark Boland singing his heart out, and that is, of course, called Get It On. And number three, the record is just one of the best. It's still in the charts, in fact.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you.
Rod Stewart and Maggie May.
It's late September and I really should be back at school. I know I keep you amused, but I feel I'm being used. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home just to save you from being alone. You turned into a lover and mother while the love you wore me out. All you did was wreck my bed and in the morning kick me in the head. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home 'cause you didn't want to be alone. So much, I couldn't leave ya if I tried.
And unfortunately, that's where we've got to leave Rod Stewart. And if you all know the title, Maggie May, and that's a record I think was number three, as far as I'm concerned, one of the top records of 1971. Really beautiful thing indeed. At number two, Vanity Fair.
To turn and go your way with him. Stay with him. Let him know that I can never know the way things are. Well, it's better by far to tell myself it's been worthwhile. Try to smile.
across the record, I just don't know why I didn't make it at all. Everything about it was good in my opinion. The production, the lyrics, and of course the singing. Vanity Fair, and that was better by far. No, well, it's just one of these things, I suppose. It just didn't have that little bit that makes hit records, but in my opinion, definitely should have been one everywhere, and I think Paul May agrees with that, don't you, Paul?
Beautiful record. Beautiful record.
Yes. Robbie agrees as well. We all agree it should have been a hit, but it just didn't make it. Anyway, that's the number two record as far as I'm concerned, and at number one, this one. A Carole King composition, done for you in tremendous style by James Taylor. You've Got a Friend.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, see you again. Got to do his call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds.
Well, that's it, James Taylor. No. On my favorite record of 1971, one I think just too much. So beautiful. Honest, where I gotta go and make way in your radio for Rob Eden with the news, and then following that for the next hour is Paul May with his selection of records from 1971. So until later on tonight, from yours truly, Brian McKenzie, have a real nice time and don't drink too much. Of course, you get a hangover, you see. Anyway, have lots of fun. Until later on, bye-bye.